Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into The Art of the Tale by Stephen James and Tom Orsi. Sophie, have you ever been mid-story and realized everyone's eyes are glazing over?
Oh, absolutely. And that feeling is exactly why this book hit me so hard. It argues that storytelling isn't just for entertainers or preachers, it's the core way humans make sense of everything.
Yeah, and the opening premise is kind of brutal. The authors say most of us are terrible storytellers and we don't even know it. We've been trained by school and work to lead with data and conclusions.
Right.
We summarize before we dramatize, and we explain when we should be showing. So our audiences check out because their brains literally aren't wired to process information that way.
And here's the kicker. When we hear a story, our brains don't just process language. They simulate the actual experience. The same neurons that fire when you do something fire when you hear about someone else doing it.
Exactly. That's why stories stick. It's not metaphor, it's biology. Stories activate emotion, sensory detail, and memory all at once, which is something abstract facts just can't do.
So what's the actual engine that makes a story work? The authors call it tension, but they're careful to say tension isn't the same as suspense.
No, tension is any gap between what is and what could be, between desire and fulfillment or safety and danger. Suspense is just one flavor of that. Every compelling story creates tension and then releases it at the right moment.
That makes so much sense. Like, I remember a story about a guy who's about to ask his boss for a raise, but he's terrified. You feel that gap between his fear and his hope. That's tension.
And the book says you can create it by withholding information, raising questions, or using dramatic irony. But the tension has to be earned. If you use cheap tricks, the audience feels manipulated, and they pull away.
Okay, so tension is the engine. But what about characters? I always thought a great plot was the main thing.
The authors say stories aren't about events. They're about people experiencing events. We care less about what happens than who it happens to and how it changes them.
So character development is the whole substance. They mention this idea that memorable characters want something desperately. They're blocked by internal and external forces, and the struggle changes them.
Right.
And that character arc is basically a reflection of the human condition. That's why audiences connect. They see their own fights in the character's fight.
Now here's a part that surprised me. They say setting isn't just background. It's basically a character too. The world shapes the people in it, and it carries emotional weight.
Yes, and the trick is using sensory details strategically. The smell of rain on asphalt, the sound of a distant train. Those details pull the listener into the world instead of making them watch it from outside.
That leads me to something I struggle with, which is telling personal anecdotes without rambling. Does the book have a structure for that?
It does. You need a clear point of view, a specific moment of change or insight, and then you select details that serve the overall purpose. A story about missing a flight can become a story about the illusion of control.
So the specific becomes a doorway to something universal. That's beautiful. But I also feel like I never know how to read my audience. I just kind of tell the story the same way every time.
And the authors would say that's a mistake. Storytelling is a relational act. You have to be attuned to their responses and adjust pace, tone, and content in real time. It's empathic awareness.
Okay, I need to hear this. The book is also honest about failure, right? Like the authors share their own stories that bombed.
Totally. They say the only way to get better is to tell more stories, take risks, and learn from what doesn't work. They even encourage you to find your own voice instead of imitating someone else's.
And there's an ethical side too. Stories have power, so you shouldn't use them to manipulate or deceive. The best stories serve the audience, not the teller's ego.
Right.
They warn against telling stories that belong to others without permission. And they say the same principles that make a joke work are the same ones that make a eulogy moving.
Okay. One of my favorite distinctions in the book is between story and information. Can you break that down?
Information tells, story shows. Information explains, story evokes. Information appeals to the mind, story hits the heart and the gut and the imagination. And in a world of information overload, stories bypass our defenses and stick in our memory.
That's why we remember parables and commercials, but forget spreadsheets. And they talk about emotion too. I was always taught to keep emotion out of professional communication.
But they argue the opposite. Emotion isn't a weakness, it's a bridge. The key is distinguishing sentimentality, which is cheap and manipulative, from genuine emotion, which is earned through vulnerability.
And vulnerability means sharing your own struggles and doubts. Because a perfect storyteller is unrelatable, but a flawed one is human. That makes sense.
And they even talk about humor. It's not about telling jokes, it's finding the inherent absurdity and irony in real situations. And the goal isn't laughter, it's connection.
Right. Now, what about the actual craft? I know the book has a whole section on revision.
Yes.
Great stories are not written, they're rewritten. The first draft is just raw clay. They suggest reading it aloud, getting honest feedback, and cutting ruthlessly. Perfection isn't the goal, clarity and impact are.
So if I'm walking away with one thing, it's that tension is the heartbeat of every good story. Whether I'm in a meeting or at dinner, I need to find the gap between what is and what could be, and then guide people toward the release.
And honestly, if you want to dig deeper into this whole idea, the entire library is waiting over at 7minutebooks.com/app with more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Because at the end of the day, the world doesn't need more information. It needs more meaning, and meaning is exactly what stories give us. We'll see you in the next one.